What if the absolute worst, most frustrating parts of government bureaucracy aren't actually unfair obstacles, but just engineering puzzles? Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking at week five, day one of the Laws of Life workbook. Specifically, we're digging into Law 5, which states, "All power granted to the state will be abused and used incompetently."
Right, and we really need to set a hard baseline right out of the gate here. This is strictly nonpartisan.
Oh, absolutely. Left, right, center, it really doesn't matter.
Exactly. This is simply an observation of human behavior. I mean, if you give humans power over others, systemic friction is just the biological and sociological result.
Yeah. So today's goal isn't some political debate. We are prepping you for your workbook exercises. These reflections, they act as a psychological mirror so you can learn about your own mental frameworks.
They really do. And the workbook first forces you to confront how you categorize rules.
Right, because we get incredibly frustrated when legal laws, which are just, fallible, man-made rules, don't operate perfectly like natural or scientific laws.
Like gravity. We expect a bureaucracy to act like physics.
Yes, and when it inevitably fails, that friction causes severe psychological distress. Which brings us to the first couple questions and that thought experiment about Joe.
Ah, right, the story of Joe.
Yeah.
So the exercise asks you to observe your emotional response to Joe getting an unfair speeding ticket versus Joe being wrongfully convicted and executed by that exact same fallible system.
But wait, I have to push back here.
Sure, go for it.
If Joe gets wrongfully executed by a broken system, simply calling that systemic failure a, a design restriction, it feels incredibly dismissive.
It sounds cold, yeah.
Right. Like, how do we engage with stakes of life and death without just falling into a state of learned helplessness? If the system is rigged, why even bother?
That feeling of helplessness is exactly what the author wants you to bypass. Let's look at the mechanics in your brain for a sec.
Okay, the neuroscience angle.
Exactly. When you feel that outrage over an unfair system, your amygdala, your threat detection center, it just takes over completely.
So you are thrust right into fight or flight mode.
Spot on. The workbook asks you to observe Joe's story, not to debate justice, but to detach your cognitive bias.
Because acknowledging those feelings rewires how we process systemic flaws.
Yes, by recognizing your emotional spike objectively, you literally redirect blood flow back to your prefrontal cortex.
Which is your executive function center.
Right. You move from panic to problem solving.
Okay, that makes sense. Because, I mean, you can't solve a systemic problem if your brain is just flooded with stress hormones.
You really can't.
It's like an architect building a skyscraper on a steep cliff. They don't scream at gravity and declare it unfair. They view gravity as a design restriction and, they build reinforced supports.
I love that analogy. You want us to treat state bureaucracy like gravity.
Yeah, just a structural parameter.
And the author illustrates this with his time as COO of Data Workforce. He was deploying tech professionals from Greece to the Philippines, all while operating out of Texas.
Wow, the bureaucratic friction there must have been immense.
Oh, absolutely brutal. But instead of surrendering, he used this law as a master key. He navigated the friction by treating regulations as structural parameters, not moral judgments on what is fair.
So how do we actually install this master key into our own minds? The workbook provides these literal code rewrites for your brain today.
The computer prompts.
Yes. You are instructed to say, "Computer, I will see laws as design restrictions rather than moral codes."
And the second one is, "Computer, I'll not tolerate a binary choice until a third option is explored."
Right. So what's happening there neurologically when we do that?
Well, from a neurological standpoint, using a command prompt like computer interrupts your default neural pathways.
Because we are biologically wired for binary choices, right?
Yeah.
Like fight or run, win or lose.
Exactly. Demanding a third option forces the brain out of that primitive loop and engages high-level creative reasoning.
Which ties perfectly into the tool you'll use right before sleep tonight. The prompt is, "What is one thing I really want to accomplish, and what is standing in my way?"
And then it asks, "How can I design around these restrictions?"
Yeah. So why do this right before bed?
Oh, it is a fantastic way to hack your sleep cycle. By seeding that specific puzzle right as you drift off, you hand the problem over to your brain's unconscious background processing.
Oh, wow. So without the waking distraction of your ego or your amygdala firing off, your neural networks just chew on that restriction all night.
Exactly. And they often deliver a synthesized solution by morning.
That is fascinating. So lean into today's heavy lifting. Use these tools to rewire how you react to friction and get your mind primed for tomorrow's module.
Put in the work today.
Because if you start treating the rules of men as absolute unbreakable laws of nature, which impossible barrier in your life is actually just a design puzzle waiting to be solved,